Nice little sci-fi twist there at the end.
Yeah.
That was Moonbow. They are our guests this evening. It was one of their singles, Are We In Love Yet? We've got Christian and Claire in the house. Welcome, you guys.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Hi. So happy to have you here. So now, Christian, you've been here before with the Yugos.
Yeah.
And Claire, this is your first time here. Tell me a little bit about how this project got started. I know the two of you have been playing together for a little while now, and you're just starting to ramp up some really awesome releases. How did this all begin?
Basically, at first, it was just an output for my other things I wanted to be doing with music other than the Yugos. And kind of just over time, it took new forms, and people got added to the thing and got taken away and then added and then taken away. And then now it's kind of in its new form, and it's been like that for maybe about 2 years now, so...
Nice. And Claire, at sort of at what stage in the evolution of this project did you kind of come in?
Well, I think he just had stuff on SoundCloud at the time that I joined, and then after that we ended up taking those songs down and starting the recording process for this first real album. So before it was single tracks uploaded. I think you had...
I had like 13 albums on Bandcamp.
Well, you had...
And they were like all
like
really bad like bedroom recordings, and I kind of just made them all private. And
there was one that was really good. What was the purple cover?
I don't know.
I don't know. I listened to them before I joined, and I liked it. But I think that this fresh start is good for the band, so, or good for him.
Have any of those early recordings or early songs sort of reemerged and gotten retooled in sort of this revamped version of the band?
I thought about it recently, and I went back and listened to most of them, and I had some like, oh, I could probably rework this song, but I haven't really gotten around to it. It's been, I think the songs we've been playing and using are pretty old alone, so I have a bunch of new stuff since then, so like I have all these songs to work with, and it's, I kind of just like to forget about it a little bit because like it's easier that way, you know.
In Your Lifetime is one of the oldest ones, though, right?
Well, oldest ones from the ones we play, yeah.
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 And in terms of starting the recording process for the stuff that you're releasing now and the album that you've got coming out this summer, how did the writing and the recording work now that it's the two of you? Is it pretty collaborative, or Christian, are you still kind of taking the lead on stuff? Or
I basically the song's pretty much basically finished by the time that she gets involved, but I like to change that at some point. It's true.
Sorry, there's a dog here, so I was just getting very distracted. Very cute.
I thought that
dog.
Was like a...
No.
Shout out to Radio Basim's dog, Mookie, cruising around the studio.
Very cute.
So you said that when the songs are kind of done and then Claire gets her hands on them, when you start the recording process for the singles and the album and all of that, Are the songs pretty much done and arranged throughout that process, or do you find that they evolve throughout that recording?
We did two singles with our friend Isaac Carnes, and the songs were pretty much the same structure as they were. They trimmed up a little bit, like, you know, probably like 10 seconds trimmed off, because, like, you know, I like to make things in fours. I don't know why. Like, everything I do is, like, in fours, so I've been kind of learning to just do twos, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a bridge. Like, oh, the bridge should only be two measures or whatever instead of, you know, four times through. But when we went to record, he added some flavor to it. It's pretty much the same structurally, but there's like a little bit of, you know, Isaac.
A little extra sparkle
dust
in there.
Yeah.
And then when we went to do the record, like the actual full length, it's pretty much just the songs that I had already, but redone with the vocals are redone and the guitars have been redone. And our friend, Chad mixed and mastered everything and made it sound actually good, you know, instead of like me trying to mix it on my laptop speakers in my bedroom, you know, so.
It helps to have that extra set of ears in there.
Yeah. But I'd like to in the future have it more like entirely kind of like use the demos, but then kind of redo everything in studio and make it all, you know, more organic sounding instead of, you know, I use a lot of computer stuff and, you know, actually play the synths instead of, you know, programming them and drawing them in programs, you know.
How does that work when you guys are on stage? Because, you know, in what we heard and in what we're going to hear, it's very layered, like lots of synths.
Yeah.
How are you performing that on stage right now?
I do use a laptop. I I'm a little ashamed of it, but it's kind of something I have to do, you know, because especially with how many instruments and stuff there are, there's a lot of, like you said,
there's a lot happening.
There's a whole lot going on. So it's hard to do without a laptop. And basically I play guitar and I sing, and Claire plays keyboard and sings, and we have a live drummer that plays over the rest of the stuff.
Nice.
So it's not, most of it's not live. Like basically like 40% of it is live, and then the other half is the computers. Like, not that you shouldn't see us, but like,
well, no, because see, you got to give yourself some credit there. You said, "Oh, I'm ashamed to use a laptop," but I've been encountering this more, especially as really synthy poppy stuff is sort of coming back in vogue. Yeah. The amount of arrangement that takes to get that sound, I mean, that is a musicality unto its own. And that is like a skill that not everybody can pull off.
I think there's like a bad stigma behind it. You know, people are like, oh, this band has a laptop, which I am against, but also I like apologize and feel weird about it having a laptop because I know people are like kind of like,
own it,
this
man.
Isn't rock and roll. There's a laptop on stage. But, you know, if you look back even into the 80s, like New Order and stuff like that, they used a lot of, you know, hardware like that for most of their, like, background synths and a lot of their like sequencers, so I don't feel too bad about it. But
I mean, if you're making all the arrangements yourself and you're composing the song, well, then it just becomes, it's a tool.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, you mentioned New Order. Tell me a little bit about some of the influences that you guys are both bringing to the band. You know, I can certainly point to New Order and a lot of the 80s synth stuff, but I also hear a little bit of that early 2000s kind of synth revival, a little bit of Postal Service and the Killers and stuff like that in there as well. What are you guys looking to as influences?
I mainly am really into 80s music. That's like every time I'm listening to music, I'm listening to, you know, New Order or Flock of Seagulls or stuff like that. And there's some new bands that I kind of, there's actually a lot of, I got into like synth pop stuff from new stuff. And then I was like, people were like, oh, well, this kind of sounds like New Order. I'm like, oh, and then I'll check that out. Kind of stuff. I like Wild Nothing and like Craft Spells or early Craft Spells and all that stuff. And I don't know. Yeah. Bleachers. They're one of the bands right now that I'm really, you know, into.
What about you, Claire? What sort of influences are you bringing in?
Well, I like new pop music, so anytime I give a suggestion, it's because I've heard something from new pop music. So I'll say, oh, you should shorten this part because the song just needs to be shorter.
Yeah.
Or, oh, maybe I was saying this the other day, maybe we should just put some sort of Latin beat here, and he'll be like, no.
Well, she's like, yeah, there's this beat that I'm hearing a lot on the radio, because she listens to the radio a lot on the way to work and stuff, and I'm like, I know what beat you're talking about, and I don't want to use it.
I probably will use it.
Yeah.
And I'll just do that, like, occasionally, just to bother him, just, like start clicking or snapping it, and then he'll just, like, stop.
Yeah. I'll use it someday.
We'll
use it someday. It'll be on bongos or something, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
That could be fun. Bongos with a little bit of looping there?
Oh, yeah.
You could have
bongos
something there.
Bongos with a bunch of reverb on them.
We need her in the studio with us.
We're talking with Moonbow. They've got some awesome shows coming up. We'll tell you about those here in just a second. But I want to play another one of your tracks. We're going to hear Lover Fighter, appropriately for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. This is one that's not released yet. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Christian wrote the song about a year and a half ago.
I wrote it when I was on tour by myself, and I had like the backing track of it on my phone because I like to just kind of put songs on and like listen to them while I'm driving to like kind of get an idea for what I want to like do like lyrically or whatever. And I was just driving through Indiana by myself on a tour I went on by myself, and it was I just came up with the lyrics pretty much then. And then I ended up driving home instead of going. I had a day off and I was going to go to Fort Wayne, but then I ended up coming home and surprising Claire. So it was one of those, you know.
Aww. It's a sweet little story. Well, let's take a listen to this one and we'll talk more here in just a second with Moonbow. This is a newer track, unreleased, this one, so take a listen to it now. It's called Lover Fighter, and this is Kaleidoscope on Why So.
forget to love. The only thing I care about is getting home. You were a lover and a fighter, and the flame burns brighter than it ever had before.
Moonbow with Lover Fighter. We've got the band in the house with us. Will that be on the new album?
Yes, it sure will be.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, it's public radio. We don't have the awesome sound effects. I've often maintained that we need at least like the little like sad trombone and the See. So the album's gonna come out later this year. Thinking like summerish?
Yeah. I think it's going to be in June, but it's very up in the air. We're trying to get vinyl, so that's kind of nice. The hold up.
Yep.
But
trying to kind of throw together a last minute Kickstarter to pay for actually printing it. You know, the album's recorded
pressing
and everything.
Just, yeah.
Getting anything, you know, getting it out.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, in the meantime, what are you guys up to this spring? I know you've got some great shows coming up in Cincinnati and Columbus. Mm-hmm. Tell us kind of what the plan is for now.
Well, we're just playing shows, trying to get as many festivals going into the year. I think just playing as many shows as we can, meeting as many people as we can. Yeah. Getting everything ready for the album to come out. We've done a few videos so far that we're still trying to work on, and then trying to get all of the artwork and all the photos together. So that's really fun for us.
And then once the album's out, are you, you mentioned festival season, obviously warmer weather, lots of great opportunities there. Are you going to try to stick, you know, kind of relatively Ohio/Tri-State area, or are you going to try to get out a little further once the record's out?
Well, we are on a label called Old Flame Records, and we do booking through that. So I'm sure that we'll do some outside of the tri-state area, more of like regionally. So going down to Nashville, maybe even farther, going over to New York. So that'll be fun.
Like roughly like Midwest, East Coast, probably. It's expensive to get out to the West Coast. I've never done it personally in the Yugos or Moonbow.
We went to Arizona, but that was paid for.
Yeah. Well, it's like going... It's just so much space between in the middle of the United States where there's not a lot, you know, So it's hard to get through that without, you know, especially with gas and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you start with this circle, as I say. You start with your local circle, push out a little farther, out a little farther, and then eventually you can do, you know, the big one.
Yeah.
And it's nice because even though I've had the project for a long time, it feels like it's a new project, and people are kind of treating it like it's a new project. So it's nice to be able to work on that circle and make it bigger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sort of develop it in a new way.
Yeah, than I usually haven't. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not used to.
I think with this Kickstarter, too, like, we're really trying to focus on developing our local fan base and really trying to understand, like, not necessarily understand them because, like, they're just like us. But, like, I don't know. Just, like, trying to get closer to them. And I think that's really cool. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. Yep. Well, in talking about building those local fan bases, so you guys are going to be down at the Woodward Theater in Cincinnati this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what's going down at that show.
We're playing with a band called Bad Veins. They've been around for quite some time. They kind of took, I think he was on a little bit of a hiatus, so he's trying to come back strong. They're trying to like have a big blowout show. So I'm excited about it. I used to listen to Bad Veins a lot when I was younger, like when I was first getting into music. So. It'll be nice to play with them. You know.
Nice. And then later in the month, on the 23rd, you'll be in Columbus at the Rumba Cafe. Mm-hmm. That'll be a great show as well.
Yeah. I'm really excited for that one because we've been trying to play with the Raquels for a while, just like listening to them. So I think that one's going to be cool. And they have a newer band coming out called Booty and the Kid that's been doing some really cool stuff in the Columbus area. So we're really excited to play that. And we've played Rumba before, and we really like the people that work there, so it's always a good time.
Excellent. And both of those venues have a great kind of built-in following for the music that they're presenting, so that'll be an awesome chance to get in front of fans new and old and build that audience, as you're saying. Mm-hmm. And moving forward into the summer, I see you've already got Bunbury locked. That's going to be really exciting.
Super excited about that.
And right here, so can we say...
Yeah.
We can? Right. Okay. All right. Springs Fest. Yeah.
We're playing
coming
Springs
up
Fest.
Here in Yellow Springs.
Thanks, Connor.
we'll be bringing you more on that as we get a little closer as well, right here in the heart of Yellow Springs. Connor Stratton bringing a great music festival to our village here right down the road. So we'll look forward to seeing you there as well.
Yes. He said there was some great headliner that he won't tell me what it is, so I'm looking forward to seeing what that is.
I am too. He hasn't told me yet either. So
it's top secret.
Top secret. We will find out soon. They're usually really good about rolling that stuff out on social media, so we'll look forward to that too. So it sounds like 2018 is kind of the year for you guys. Like, this is like the big ramping up, if you will.
Feels good. Yeah, this past year is really good too. So I'm hopefully it'll just keep getting better. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
it's exciting.
Hopefully it keeps the momentum that we have right now for the rest of the year. That'd be great.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. If people want to keep track of where you're going to be and when they're able to get the album and the Kickstarter and all that, where should they connect with you online?
We have a Facebook page, Moonbau, MOONBEAU, and we have Instagram. We have a Twitter that we sometimes tweet out of, but I think we're really dedicated to our Facebook and our Instagram. Follow us on Spotify too.
we'd like to have our website sometime soon, but. Yeah, it just hasn't happened yet.
All in good time.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, connect with Moonbau on Facebook and Instagram. We've already got a link up to their Facebook page on the show's Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Links there as well to the Woodward Theater show that's coming up this weekend with the Bad Veins and the Rumba Cafe gig. So go there, find a city near you, and check these guys out live and keep tabs on the forthcoming album. We're going to hear one more track. We're going to hear In Your Lifetime. Do you guys want to introduce it for us? Tell us a little something.
Well, I just want to just say thank you for having us. And thank you to the listeners. We love you. This is Valentine's Day and every single day. Christian, anything else?
I can say something about the song. The song's kind of old. It's an older song. You know, I reworked
classic.
On it.
Classic.
It's a classic. It's a classic Moonbau song. You can get another hits like. It's kind of, you know, about life and your life going by really quickly, and you're afraid that you're not going to spend your time that you want to.
But you will.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to this one. This is another single from Moonbow. You can get it now. We've got links up at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And of course, you can find the info on tonight's playlist at wyso.org. Claire, Christian, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is Moonbow doing In Your Lifetime.